Elsewhere Studios is packed with people. They're here to see the work of the artists who are wrapping up their residencies. On the second floor of the studio is an art installation created by two women from California. The upper portion of the display is a canopy of sticks arranged like an upside-down bird's nest with threads hanging down from it.
And then we used thread, and we pulled that thread to make really, really long strands of it to hold these little wet felted cocoons.
That's fiber artist Amber Emery Sedaniaka.
And then inside of all the cocoons are little bits and bobs that we either collected from the places we visited or that we made to represent what we saw when we were there.
Emery Sedaniaka made the cocoons with the help of fellow artist Adriana Villagran. Villagran says when they first arrived in town, Elsewhere hosted an artist meet and greet. There they told people about their project.
We had a little discussion about what we were planning on doing, that we were interested in making cocoons, that we needed people to get involved.
Over the course of their residency, the artists visited farms, local businesses, and people's homes. Emery Sedaniaka says the work contains 27 handmade fiber cocoons.
So we have ones that are like representing the taco truck and Revolution Brewery and Louis and all these places that we're going out and seeing people at, as well as people's personal homes.
The work is interactive, so the artists want people to get close to the display, touch the cocoons, and see what they have inside. One of them contains a lump of coal, and another has dried lavender stuffed inside. Coffee shop owner Mary George contributed to the project.
My donation was a handful of coffee beans. And so there is one little fiber house here that is full of coffee beans that represents the backcountry.
George thinks the installation is creative.
And it represents, I think, the eclectic nature of our community.
Emery Sedaniaka says she and Villagran wanted to interact with people to fabricate portraits of their lives for this piece.
I guess we just kind of had a conversation about cocoons one night, and then we were like, why don't we make cocoons to represent people's homes? Because the cocoon is a temporary home, and all these structures we live in are temporary homes. A big part of what my work's about is about how home resides within yourself, and we just live in these structures.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.